Let me see. There's more information here. All right, so it's the top of the hour, WMFO Medford, here live at Tufts University. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. So this is the Mass Omnibus Bill on Monday, June 26th. House Judiciary Chair Mike Day introduced HD 4420, an act modernizing firearms laws, a comprehensive omnibus gun safety bill that will help keep us all safer from gun violence by taking bold action on key policy priorities. The House wanted to take quick action on the bill and voted to send it to the Judiciary Committee. But the Senate disagreed and voted to send the bill to the Public Safety Committee, meaning they are now at a standstill until they can agree on which committee should be responsible for the bill. Oy. Gun violence is an issue that urgently needs to be addressed, and the House and Senate need to hear from you that you want them to resolve their differences and schedule this bill for a public hearing before they break for their August recess. For more background information, you can, so the bill asks us to call Senate President Karen Spilka, using, politely urge her to make sure HD 4420 gets a hearing before the legislature breaks for their August recess. Call your own state senator and state representative. Politely urge them to support HD 4420. Ask the House Judiciary Chair, Mike Day, and Speaker Ron Mariano, and thank them for their work on HD 4420. Now, there are phone numbers here. Senate President Spilka, 617-722-1500. Speaker Mariano, 617-722-2500. Chair Day, 617-722-2500. 722-2396. You can find your senator and representative's phone number going to the Massachusetts General Assembly website. So, what you need to know before calling: you're likely to reach a staff person rather than the senator or representative themselves. Okay, staffers are often the best people to talk to because they do a lot of the day-to-day legislative work in an office, and they will tell the senator or rep if they are getting a lot of calls on an issue. Please speak your mind, but be polite and respectful. If you're calling your own senator or representative, make sure you say you're a constituent. If no one picks up the phone, please leave a voicemail. So there's lots more here. There are scripts of what you might want to say. For example, you might say, if you were calling the Senate President, my name is Joyce the Voice, and I live in Watertown. I'm calling in support of HD 4420, an act modernizing firearms laws. This bill would make comprehensive updates to our gun laws and make us all safer in public places. Then you can add details about why passing gun violence prevention legislation is important to you. I respectfully urge Senate President Spilka to make sure that this bill receives a public hearing before the legislature breaks for its August recess. Gun violence is an urgent crisis that we need strong, quick action to address, and I hope the Senate will make this a top priority. Thank you so much for your time. So there's different scripts depending upon who you're calling. It's the same idea. So, if you go to the Massachusetts Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, or also Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, either one of those would bring you to more information about this. So please do take action on that. Okay. I wanted to share something from... Let's see, where do I want to go next here? Today is just prior to a 25-hour fast, the Tisha B'Av fast, commemorating the loss of both the temples in Jerusalem. And so we'll be talking about that. And I had something open here. Let's see if I can get it back again. My phone is going to be doing something silly for a change. Okay, so this is from the Chabad, Today in Judaism. Today, let's see, Sunday, that was yesterday, so it's not exactly. But it does talk about the 9 days, which were in the last of the 9 days, from Av first to the ninth of Av. We mourn the destruction of the Holy Temple. We abstain from meat and wine, music, haircutting, bathing for pleasure, and other joyous and dangerous activities. The particular mourning customs vary from community to community, so consult a competent halachic authority for details. Consumption of meat and wine is permitted on Shabbos or at a Seudah mitzvah. Obligatory festive meal can celebrating the fulfillment of certain mitzvot, that is a brit, a circumcision, or a siyum, celebrating the completion of a course of Torah study, a complete Talmudic tractate. The Lubavitcher Rebbe of righteous memory initiated the custom of conducting or participating in a siyum on each of the 9 days, even if one does not avail oneself of the dispensation to eat meat. Citing the verse, Zion shall be redeemed with mishpat, Torah, and its returnees with tzedakah, from Isaiah 1:27. The Rebbe urged that we increase in Torah study, particularly the study of the laws of the Holy Temple and charity during this period. So, actually, yesterday was the passing of the Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria Ashkenazi, known as Ari HaKodesh, the Holy Lion. Passed away on the 5th of Av of the year 5332 from creation, or 1572 CE. Born in Jerusalem in 1534, he spent many years in secluded study near Cairo, Egypt. In 1570, he settled in Sfat, where he lived for 2 years until his passing at age 38. Oh, he died so young. During that brief period, the Ari revolutionized the study of Kabbalah and came to be universally regarded as one of the most important figures in Jewish mysticism. It was he who proclaimed, "In these times, we are allowed and duty-bound to reveal this wisdom," opening the door to the integration of the teachings of Kabbalah. Until then, the providence of select few in each generation into mainstream Judaism. So, and let's see, there's something else I was going to share with you, but maybe we'll do that a little bit later. Also, the film Oppenheimer has started playing in theaters. It's gotten very interesting reviews. I'm hoping to go and see that sometime soon. That's the counterpoint to the pink film that everybody's running to see. So, let's see. Yeah, Barbie. Apparently, there's an article that Barbie's inflaming the fascists. Okay. So, here we have Today in Judaism for today. Oh, today is not Monday. I'm really kind of out of it. Today is Wednesday. My email account is so full of things that I have to really go through and take out. Oh, my gosh. So, all right. I wanted to share with you something from this Kol Chevra, 15th Yortzeit issue on memory of Reb Shlomo Tzatzal. And it does talk about something relative to the upcoming fast, the 25-hour fast. It starts tonight around 8:10. Rebuilding the Inner Temple by Rabbi Eliezer Garner. Rabbi Nachman writes in Likutei Maharan that the reason for our exile is our lack of da'at, our lack of awareness of Hashem. The Talmud teaches, when someone has da'at, understanding, it is as if the Holy Temple was built in his lifetime. What is da'at? understanding. It's that intimacy with Hashem that we all seek so much deep in our neshamas, our souls. It's not just a Torah shiur, a class, or something I can learn from a sefer, a holy book. It is mamash, my connection with Hashem, that I acquire by building a relationship with Hashem, talking to Him and thinking about Him 24/7. When I am in this kind of relationship with Hashem, my inner temple is built, and God forbid, when I am not, my inner temple is destroyed. What is the Mashiach, the Messiah, going to do? He is going to teach us how to have this kind of connection with Hashem. That's why Mashiach will be a Gilgul, reincarnation of Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu personifies Holy Da'at. It was Moshe Rabbeinu who taught us how to really connect to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu led us to the highest of the highs at Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. And he also showed us what to do when we fell to the lowest of the lows, like the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. This is what Da'at is all about. I am connected to Hashem always, whether I am feeling like the highest of the high or the lowest of the low. On Tisha B'Av, I am mourning the destruction of my own inner temple, my lack of this holy Da'at awareness. We know that when Mashiach comes, the prophet says, the earth will be full of the knowledge of Hashem as the waters cover the earth. On Tisha B'Av, Mashiach is born. Mashiach is a tzaddik, the righteous one, who will give over to us this holy consciousness, the deepest depths, like the ocean. It's mamash, so deep, so deep. Rabbi Nachman says, it's very important to leave over our da'at, our consciousness, to our children and our students. What am I going to leave over to my kids? The deed to the house, a car? Rabbi Nachman says you have to leave over something eternal, something that will last forever. And your kids will pass it down to their kids, and so forth, forever. The same thing with our friends and students. We need to leave over to them, to some degree, the spiritual consciousness that we have achieved. We want our kids to remember how our face shined on Shabbos, and sadly, how heartbroken we were on Tisha B'Av. What did Reb Shlomo really leave to us? He left over to us his sweetest music, his Torahs, but most importantly, his Da'at, his holy connection, his awareness of Hashem. You know, sometimes how you feel when you think of Shlomo, just thinking about him gets you high. That's because his consciousness, his Da'at, became part of you, and it's yours for all eternity. And you, God willing, will pass it on to your kids, your friends, and your students, so that consciousness goes on forever. I bless you and me that on this Tisha B'Av, we build this holy relationship with Hashem and rebuild our holy temples and pass on our holy consciousness, our holy temples, to our children and friends, so it should mamash be forever. It's so beautiful.
Adiemoso.
Okay, that was Andre Previn, Thomas Martin, and the Hawthorne String Quartet here on WMFO in Medford. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. That was a quintet for clarinet and string. Oh, I misspelled that. Let's see if we can fix that. There's this lovely software that we have to mess around with and drives me a little nuts, but there we go. We got that right now. Okay, it's on a CD called Previn Plays Previn for the Terrazin Music Foundation. Before that, we were listening to the Boston Baroque, Martin Perlman, and Die Verstulung. It's a Joseph Haydn composition. It's from The Creation is the name of the CD. And before that, Rabbi Shlomo Karbach, Eloko. Rabbi, let's see, Wake Up for a World is the name of that CD. And now we're going to go to composition by Mr. Zimmerman, otherwise known as Bob Dylan, Murder Most Foul.
It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63, the day that will live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a riding high. Good day to be living and a good day to die. Being led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts, we've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll grin in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. The day they blew out the brains of the king. Thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise. Right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh Wolfman, oh Wolfman, how? Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry cross the Mersey and go for the throne. There's three bumps coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and lower the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian Age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beat. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. I'm going down to the crossroads, gonna flag a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot 'em while he runs, boy. Shoot 'em while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby, they ought to know. Shut your mouth, say it, otherwise hold out. Business is business, and it's a murder most foul. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Ancient Queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left, I got my head in the lap. Oh Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter. No quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there. where we're supposed to be at. For the last 50 years, they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lie. Throw the gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Cross the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie, you fill me with lead. That magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. I'm just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. Got blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. Stupidest film I've seen right before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and they killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What I say? I said the soul of a nation been torn away, and it's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the names. Play it at James 2. Play it, rather go blind. Play it for the man with a telepathic mind. Play John Lee Hooker, play Scratch My Back. Play it for that strip club owner named Jack. Guitar Slim going down slow. Play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe. play. Please don't let me be misunderstood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling too good. Play Don Henley, play Glenn Frey. Take it to the limit and let it go by. Play it for Kyle Wilson too. Looking far, far away down Gower Avenue. Play tragedy, play twilight time. Take me back to Tulsa to the scene of the crime. Play another one and another one bites the dust. Play the old rugged cross and in God we trust. Ride the pink horse down that long lonesome road. Stand there and wait for us to explode. Play Mystery Train for Mr. Mystery. The man who fell down dead like a rootless tree. Play it for the reverend, play it for the pastor. Play it for the dog that got no master. Play Oscar Peterson, play Stan Getz. Play Blue Sky, play Dickie Betts. Play Art Pepper, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and all of that junk. All that junk and all of that jazz. Play something for the Birdman of Alcatraz. Play Buster Keaton, play Harold Lloyd. Play Bugsy Siegel, play Pretty Boy Floyd. Play the numbers, play the odds. Play Cry Me a River for the Lord of the Gods. Play number nine, play number six. Play it for Nancy and Stevie Nicks. Play Nat King Cole, play Nature Boy. Play down in the boondocks for Terry Molloy. Play It Happened One Night, that white night of sin. There's 12 million souls that are listening in. Play Merchant of Venice, play Merchants of Death. Play Stella by Starlight for Lady Macbeth. Don't worry, Mr. President. Help's on the way. Your brothers are coming. There'll be hell to pay. Brothers, what brothers? What's this about hell? Tell them we're waiting, keep coming. We'll get them as well. Love Field is where his plane touched down. But it never did get back up off the ground. It was a hard act to follow, second to none. They killed him on the altar of the rising sun. But they missed you for me and that old devil moon. Play Anything Goes and Memphis in June. Play Lonely at the Top and Lonely Are the Brave. Play it for Houdini spinning around his grave. Play Charlie Roe Morton, play Lucille. Play Deep in a Dream and play Driving Wheel. Play Moonlight Sonata in F sharp. And the key to the highway by the king of the harp. Play Marching Through Georgia in Dunbarton's drums. Play Darkness and Death Will Come When It Comes. Play Love Me or Leave Me by the Great Bud Powell. Play the Bloodstained Banner, play Murder Most Foul. Thank you.
Unbelievable. That's Bob Dylan, Murder Most Foul, on his Rough and Rowdy Ways. I don't know who else plays that, but I do. I just think it's brilliant. All right, WMFO Medford, and this is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Getting ready tonight for Tisha B'Av, a 25-hour fast to commemorate the loss of both temples in Jerusalem. So we won't be having anything to drink or anything to eat for 25 hours. And the whole idea is to really focus on realigning our inner selves with what we're here for. Why are we here? And why did we lose the temples? Our inner temple. Okay, so I want to share a little bit from this wonderful book, Timeless Patterns in Time, Hasidic Insights into the Cycle of the Jewish Year, adapted from the works of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem M. Schneerson, Shlita. From Exile to Redemption, The Cherub's Embrace. Two cherubs of gold stood on either end of the Kiporos covering the Ark of the Covenant. Our sages relate that when the Jewish people followed God's will, the cherubs faced each other, embracing like lovers. When the Jewish people were rebellious, the cherubs would avert their gaze and face opposite walls. During the celebration of the pilgrimage festivals in Jerusalem, the Kohanim would unveil the Holy of Holies and show the people the cherubs' embrace. "See the great love God has for you," they would declare, "a love like that between a man and a woman." The cherubs of the Holy of Holies also figure in the narrative of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Our sages relate that when the Gentile invaders entered the Holy of Holies, they saw the cherubs embracing. They thought they brought them out to the marketplace and displayed them, exclaiming, "How could Israel worship these?" As we know, during the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, God poured out his wrath like fire. God was like an enemy. Why then were the cherubs intertwined in love at this time of apparent anger? If their configuration reflected the fluctuating relationship between God and Israel, what could their embrace mean at a time when he cut down in fierce anger the pride of Israel, God's only son? These questions should be examined in the more comprehensive light of our relationship with God from the prophetic perspective and in the commentaries of the sages. Exile appears to be a punishment, an expression of God's wrath at Israel's misdeeds. This view, however, reflects only one dimension of the bond between God and Israel. At this level, the bond is dependent upon Israel's conduct. If Israel is meritorious, she will be rewarded. If she sins, she will be punished. Beyond this connection, however, there is a deeper bond, a level at which Israel are children unto the Lord your God. The Baal Shem Tov intensifies the child-parent metaphor. God cherishes every Jew with the love of a parent for an only child who is born to him in his old age. A father does not love his son only because his son is virtuous or obedient. Most fundamentally, he loves him unconditionally and unwaveringly because he is his son, with or without redeeming qualities. His father loves him. God loves Israel in the same way. No matter what our conduct, we are his children. Therefore, even when God appears to be displeased with us, his love for us is revealed in the Holy of Holies, at the inner core of the sanctuary. Continuing with the child-parent metaphor, we can even understand God's wrath as an expression of love. It is written, "He who withholds the rod hates his son," implying that when a parent punishes a child, he is in fact manifesting love. In fact, defying one's natural impulse to excuse misconduct and instead rebuking a cherished child demonstrates a deep and selfless commitment on the part of the parent. From this perspective, though exile is obviously a descent from the majestic state to which Israel had been accustomed, we can understand that the force motivating this exile is love. in a subtle manner, which only his ultimate wisdom can fully comprehend, God guides the course of his son's development, descent for the purpose of ascent. In light of this, exile appears to be a temporary means to a positive end. Our sages teach that a descent for the purpose of ascent cannot be branded a descent. By the same token, since God's purpose in exiling his people is to elevate them to a higher rung, the hardships endured are eclipsed by their ultimate goal. In this spirit, our sages teach that Mashiach was born on the very day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That is, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash sparked the process of preparation for the era of redemption. Concealed beneath the fall of the Jewish people is God's desire to bring Mashiach and to elevate both Israel and the world to a state of ultimate fulfillment, stripping away the husk. Our sages compare the process of exile to the sowing of seeds. As the prophet said, "I will sow Israel unto me in the earth." When harvested, the produce that grows from seeds greatly exceeds the quantity initially sown. This increase reflects the long-range gains of exile, as explained above. For this growth to take place, the exterior husk of a seed must utterly decompose. Only then can its kernel flourish into a flowering plant. In a similar way, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and our people's exile were intended to strip away all superficiality and allow the Jewish people to blossom into fulfillment in the era of redemption, a holiday of redemption. In light of this, we can understand the inner dimension of a